10 days from now to look in the eye to America with a straight face, it's going to be pretty hard to look at us and say, you know what, Kamala Harris, she got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president, it was just a groundswell of popular support. And anyone who thinks otherwise is just a freak or a criminal.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 28th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1378. Donald Trump called the United States a garbage can for the world. At a rally in Arizona on Thursday, Trump said, "We're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world. That's what's happened to us. We're like a garbage can." Then on Friday in Texas, Trump again said, "We're like a garbage can. First time I said it was last night. I said it. I don't know. Just came out. Garbage can. We're like a garbage can for the rest of the world to dump the people they don't want." Trump made the comments as he criticized the Biden-Harris administration for its handling of the border. Meanwhile, at a rally where Trump was expected to deliver his closing arguments to voters before Election Day at Madison Square Garden, the event instead devolved into a spectacle of grievances, misogyny, and racism. Billed as Trump's homecoming, the Madison Square Garden event featured speakers for roughly 5 hours who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage.
A lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Called Kamala Harris the devil, likened Harris to a prostitute with pimp handlers, mocked a black man in the audience with a reference to watermelon, and made jokes that Latinos love making babies.
And these Latinos, they love making babies too, just know that. They do. They do. There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They come inside, just like they did to our country. Ha 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 ha. Republicans are the party with a good sense of humor.
Other speakers referred to Harris as the Antichrist, and another called her husband, Doug Emhoff, a crappy Jew. Stephen Miller declared that America is for Americans and Americans only, and when Trump took the stage, he announced that the Republican Party has really become the party of inclusion, before telling the crowd that the U.S. is now an occupied country and accused Democrats of being the enemy from within. Harris, meanwhile, accused Trump of stoking division and trying to divide our country after speakers made bigoted and misogynistic remarks. Harris, who referred to the rally as "that nonsense last night at Madison Square Garden," said her supporters wanted a president of the United States who is about uplifting the people and not berating, not calling America a garbage can. Meanwhile, Mike Johnson and Mitch McConnell, ignoring Trump's recent comments referring to Kamala Harris as a fascist, Marxist, communist, and comrade, asked Harris to stop escalating the threat environment after she agreed that Trump is a fascist. The two top Republicans accused Harris of fanning the flames beneath a boiling cauldron of political animus and said that her words seemed to dare it to boil over. Despite Trump recently also referring to Harris as a fascist during a rally in Michigan, Johnson and McConnell said she must abandon the base and irresponsible rhetoric that endangers both American lives and institutions. Moving on, Chinese hackers targeted Trump and J.D. Vance's phones. It remains unclear which communications data, if any, was taken or observed, but the hack is believed to have compromised the phones of staffers. The FBI notified the Trump campaign after the attack was discovered by Verizon, and the hackers were reportedly also targeting some Democrats, including staff members of Kamala Harris's campaign and prominent figures on Capitol Hill, including Chuck Schumer and some members of the media and other prominent Americans. A person familiar with the briefing said, "They made very clear it wasn't just us." Meanwhile, the Philadelphia district attorney sued Elon Musk to stop his $1 million a day giveaway to Pennsylvania voters, calling it an illegal lottery scheme. Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner said Musk's pro-Trump super PAC, which has already given out more than $9 million, is using deceptive, vague, and misleading statements that create the likelihood of confusion and misunderstanding. Krasner added, America PAC and Musk are lulling Philadelphia citizens and others in the Commonwealth and other swing states in the upcoming election to give up their personal identifying information and make a political pledge in exchange for the chance to win $1 million. That is a lottery, the lawsuit alleges, and it is indisputably an unlawful lottery. And finally, the House Armed Services Committee and NASA Administrator Bill Nelson called for an investigation into Elon Musk after it was reported that Musk has been in regular contact with Vladimir Putin since late 2022. Musk has reportedly discussed personal topics, business and geopolitical tensions with Putin, raising national security concerns since SpaceX's relationships with NASA and the U.S. military may have granted Musk access to sensitive government information and U.S. intelligence. Nelson said, I don't know if that story is true. I think it should be investigated. Adding, if it's true, there have been multiple conversations with Elon Musk and the president of Russia, then that would be concerning, particularly for NASA and the Department of Defense. Musk's company, SpaceX, has multiple contracts with the DoD and NASA. In one instance, Putin reportedly pressured Musk to withhold Starlink internet access from Taiwan as a favor to Chinese President Xi Jinping. Musk also offered Starlink to Ukraine at the onset of the war, but has since stopped funding them and restricted their use by the Ukrainian military. Starlink is reportedly being used by the Russian army now. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.